And I am here in the studio with the folks from WDC Whale and Dolphin Conservation, and they are joining the Marine Mammal Stranding Network. They're based in Plymouth, and I have to say, before we started speaking back and forth with them, I was not even aware that an organization like this was even in existence. Well, they have been in existence since 2005, and they do good work, and they're expanding what they do. So joining me here in studio right now, we have Regina Asmustis Sylvia with Whale and Dolphin Conservation. Did I mispronounce your name?
It's okay. It's Mita Sylvia.
Okay, thank you. And Sarah McCormick, also with the Whale and Dolphin Conservation. Well, you folks do good work, because every year, you know, we always get calls here in the newsroom. I think there's an animal stranded on the beach. And there are sometimes, but there's more than I thought there were. And your organization concentrates on Marshfield through Plymouth. Regina, tell me a little bit about typically how many strandings a year that you deal with, and what your relationship is with NOAA and the New England Aquarium.
So it varies on how many strandings we get a year, and a lot of them are seals, gray seals and harbor seals. And we do get some dolphins and large whales in the area as well, and probably somewhere between 60 and 90 a year. And we just received an authorization directly from NOAA to start to do the stranding response work. We've been doing it for a while under an agreement with the New England Aquarium, but they've moved on to focus on sea turtles, and so we're going to officially take over the marine mammal portion of the response.
Now, if somebody sees an animal stranded, do they call you directly or do they call NOAA? How does that work, Sarah?
Thanks for asking. So the first thing that we'd like for them to do is to keep their distance from the animal. That is the safest thing for the animal and for the person on the beach. And then they can call us directly on our hotline, and that number is 617-688-6872. And if you didn't have a chance to write that down, you can visit us on whales.org.
Well, that's really a good, easy website. It's whales.org. Now, also sometimes I hear about people, they'll see a stranded animal. They're not quite sure if the animal is taking a rest or not taking a rest. You gave me a pretty good rule of thumb a little bit off air earlier about what to know, what's a stranding and what's possibly not. What would that be?
If it's a seal on the beach, it could be resting. They can be on the beach. However, if it's a dolphin or a whale on the beach, that isn't a problem, and we need to be notified of that immediately.
And Regina, when you do react to a stranding, what do you do? Do you try to get them back in the water, or do you take them another place to get help?
A great question, and not one answer to it. So it depends. And if it's a seal that's resting, sometimes it's just monitoring and watching and letting it rest. That's normal. Sometimes that animal might need some fluids. It might need temporary rehab, so it might get moved off the beach to be able to just kind of get some additional support that it needs. If it's a live cetacean, like a live dolphin, again, that's assessed. There's a health assessment that's done to see if it's a good candidate for release. And oftentimes it's going to get moved to a different beach to release, where it has a better chance of being able to get off of that beach. So where a place where there might be a more gentle slope in the ocean or a deeper water outlet. So in those cases, it may get moved. But there's not one particular answer for that. It's all sort of depends on that particular animal and that the situation.
Now, I know a lot of times when I see, you know, videos of when they're helping out these creatures, that there's volunteers on the beach. Is that something you welcome or you don't welcome, Regina?
We absolutely welcome it, and we have on our website, if you go to whales.org, there's a sign up for volunteers, and we are starting. Sarah's going to be reaching out to people to start to train them. You don't have to have any particular background. You just have to be able to walk on rough terrain and be out there and be willing to provide that kind of support, and we would absolutely welcome to have some volunteers to help us with this.
That's great. Now, Sarah, you said they don't have to be a marine biologist or have that specific background. You will train them. Typically, what would some of these volunteers do?
Well, initially, we see them being sort of the first eyes on an animal on the beach, so we can be at a response and get a call about another animal on the other side of town. So we would call volunteers to go there and let us know what they're seeing, see if the animal is obviously injured or ill, and then to keep the public back on the beaches, keep dogs away from animals. In addition to that, they can help us with any sort of health assessment of the animals, with postmortem sampling to determine cause of death if an animal is deceased on the beach, and public outreach events.
Now, you are also part of a larger network. You don't just operate in a vacuum from Marshfield to Plymouth. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So we are part of NOAA's Greater Atlantic region. So we cover a very small part of that region that extends from Maine to Virginia. Mm-hmm. So we work very closely with all of our neighbors and intend to help them out if they have any large events, such as mass strandings of cetaceans or large whales on the beach that they need assistance with.
And now this is something, too. I know you get some, I guess, some federal money or grant money, but you also depend on donations as well. And if people want to do that, Regina, how can they donate to your cause?
We are primarily supported by individual donations, and so we run something called the Whale Adoption Project, where you can adopt one of a number of humpback whales that we see off our coast. And that is certainly one thing that supports all of our programs. We also have an Amazon wish list online, which would help to if you're not able to be a volunteer and support us through that with the Stranding Network. There's a ton of equipment that we do need to help to support this and PPE and different things to keep the program running. So it's not huge costs, but it's a huge benefit if people can provide that kind of support.
And Sarah, again, your website and your phone number.
Sure. Our website is whales.org, and our hotline number is 617-688-6872.
Is there anything I didn't ask you folks today about this great organization that you think people should know, Sarah?
I think that covered it. We're excited to be here, and we're looking forward to working with the communities and developing relationships with local businesses and doing outreach events there. So, give us a call if you see an animal, and hopefully we cross paths with you soon.
That sounds wonderful, and we're going to have you back on, too, to find out when the season really starts going and about what kind of progress you're making. It sounds like a wonderful organization. Again, they are from the WDC. That stands for Whale Dolphin Conservation. Go to whales.org for more information. And in here today, I had Regina. I'm going to have you say your name because I don't want to mispronounce it again.
Esmuda Sylvia.
Okay, thank you. And Sarah McCormick. They are both with the Whale and Dolphin Conservation. We're going to put this interview up online as well so folks can listen to it. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks you for having us.
Delighted you could make it here.